Here's a word for today
from Vision 180 magazine.
He was looking ahead to his reward. Hebrews 11, 26. Third, you must determine your priorities. He regarded disgrace for the sake of Christ as of greater value than the treasures of Egypt, because he was looking ahead to his reward. Much of the world's wealth during that time was stored in Egypt, so Moses already had what most people spend their lives trying to get: popularity, pleasure, and possessions. Yet God asked him to do something that was more important, and he did it. It was a matter of priorities. Moses could easily have rationalized, "The slave situation is bad, so I'll stay in the system and work for reform." Most of us want to be liked, but there's one big problem with popularity. It never lasts. You can be the big name on campus or the sporting field for a while, but when you return after a few years away from the scene, you'll likely find hardly anyone remembers you. Then there's pleasure. Is pleasure wrong? Not unless it's sinful. Then there are possessions. There's nothing wrong with material success. Some biblical greats were extremely wealthy, including Abraham and Solomon. But Jesus said, "Life does not consist in an abundance of possessions." Ultimately, wealth doesn't bring happiness. Ask the people that have it. How much money does it take to be happy? Answer, just a little more. Money is to be used, not loved. God wants us to use things and love people. But if we love things, we'll end up using people. Moses had his priorities right. He devalued material things because there was something more important in his life, namely God's will.
The word for today,
as featured in Vision 180 magazine.
See more at vision180.org.au.
Vision 180.